Navigational restrictions to safeguard North Atlantic right whales in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. The Gulf of St. Lawrence is a critical habitat for the North Atlantic right whale, a species that is currently facing severe threats due to human activities. In response to these challenges, new speed and navigational restriction measures have been introduced to help protect these majestic creatures from potential ship strikes. These regulations are part of a broader effort to ensure the survival of this endangered species, which has seen its population dwindle in recent years. The newly established zones require vessels to adhere to specific speed limits while navigating through the Gulf of St. Lawrence. These restrictions are designed to minimize the risk of collisions between ships and the North Atlantic right whale, which is particularly vulnerable during its migration and feeding periods. By enforcing these measures, authorities aim to create a safer marine environment for the whales, thereby enhancing their chances of recovery. In addition to speed limits, the navigational zones will also include designated areas where vessel traffic is restricted or monitored more closely. This approach allows for better management of maritime activities in regions where whale sightings are more frequent. The implementation of these zones reflects a growing recognition of the need to balance maritime commerce with wildlife conservation efforts. The Gulf of St. Lawrence is not only a vital habitat for the North Atlantic right whale, but also serves as a significant shipping route for various industries. As such, the new regulations may have implications for shipping schedules and operational costs. However, the long-term benefits of protecting endangered species are likely to outweigh the short-term inconveniences faced by the maritime sector. These measures are part of a comprehensive strategy that includes ongoing research and monitoring of whale populations and their habitats. By collecting data on whale movements and behaviors, scientists can better understand how to protect these animals effectively. This research will also inform future policy decisions and conservation efforts aimed at preserving marine biodiversity. The North Atlantic right whale is one of the most endangered marine mammals, with an estimated population of fewer than 350 individuals. The introduction of speed and navigational restrictions is a crucial step in addressing the threats posed by vessel strikes, which have been a significant factor in the decline of this species. By taking proactive measures, stakeholders hope to foster a more sustainable coexistence between maritime activities and marine wildlife. The enforcement of these regulations will require collaboration among various stakeholders, including government agencies, shipping companies, and conservation organizations. Effective communication and compliance will be essential to ensure that the goals of the restrictions are met. This collaborative approach could serve as a model for similar initiatives in other regions facing similar conservation challenges. In conclusion, the speed restriction measures in the Gulf of St. Lawrence represent a significant advancement in marine conservation efforts for the North Atlantic right whale. As these regulations take effect, their impact will be closely monitored to assess their effectiveness in reducing ship strikes and promoting whale recovery. The hope is that these actions will inspire further protective measures for other endangered marine species in the future.